Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. If you've heard the show before, welcome back. If you're new to the show and found us on the newly redesigned and much more user-friendly Esquire.com, then here's the drill. Week in and out, we cherry-pick the new release schedule for albums worth your lunch money and a couple of tunes worth downloading on their own. We play you a sample of what we're talking about and try to give you just the information you need to make an informed buying decision. And so with that, let's get started. We'll begin with Bright Eyes. And is it just me, or does it seem like there's very little hype or anticipation for a new Bright Eyes record? Maybe the focus has shifted to the Arcade Fire or Clap Your Hands Say Yeah. Maybe Conor Oberst gave us just a little too much to digest by simultaneously releasing two albums last time around, Digital Ash and Digital Urn, and I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning. Either way, a new Bright Eyes EP, Four Winds, hit stores this week, setting up the April release of a full-length. Four Winds is the single from the new album, and it's a weird bird, with a minute-long note-for-note Santa Claus is coming to town intro that gives way to a tale of Great Satan and the Whore of Babylon. It's catchier than it sounds, but the reason to own the EP is the five extra songs that won't be on the full album. Among them is a duet with M. Ward and a dark but frantic slice of blues called, appropriately enough, Cartoon Blues. It's got the kind of winding narrative you'd expect from Oberst, and while the whole EP is not going to change anybody's mind on whether they like Bright Eyes or not, it's hardly a disappointment. Here's a listen to Cartoon Blues. Latrine, rain soaking through my shoes. I try walking backwards to get less confused. Working off a theory I could never prove, that it was life itself. That's Bright Eyes. Now we move on to a record that does have strong buzz behind it, Anti Balas' latest, Security. Anti Balas means bulletproof in Spanish, and this 12-member New York ensemble is tough to beat. Their fusion of Latin jazz, classical funk, reggae, and soul is part Afrobeat, part good old big band. And they've made their name primarily playing live from Bonnaroo and Coachella to Bumbershoot. This collection of seven tunes, which are primarily instrumentals with a few chant-driven exceptions, more than works as a cohesive, compelling album. It's a perfect party soundtrack, as well as a perfect treadmill motivator. There's deep grooves for dancing and complex song structures ripe for headphone meditations. Here's a piece of the album's horn-driven opener, Beaten Metal. Anti Balas, now we've got air. The French duo's fourth record, Pocket Symphony, hit stores this week, and as somebody who slept through the last three, literally, I couldn't be any less excited. But there's people that like ambient French pop, and for those folks, this is going to be a winner, because this is a record that's almost all ambient and almost not at all upbeat. That said, there's some stunning atmospherics on here, and the record's got a crisp, clean sound, compliments of Uber producer Nigel Godrich. There's also a guest vocal worth hearing. Pulp's Jarvis Cocker is on board for a slow burner called One Hell of a Party, which of course doesn't sound anything like a party. Here's a sample. And just where were we trying to get to? I can't recall one single word. The faces that pushed themselves before you. That's air. Maybe you've heard the Arcade Fire have a new record. The bad news is that it's going to be virtually impossible for Neon Bible to live up to the hype. The worst news is the Arcade Fire know this. This is a record that over and over finds them contemplating fame and complaining about their new lot in life. When? Oddly, though, one of the more interesting tunes on the record is one where there's plenty of bitch and wine, the record's last song, My Body is a Cage, which sets the bitch and wine to a bed of deep, dark blues that does exactly what deep, dark blues should. It very quickly crawls under your skin and memorably takes hold. There's salvation in the blues, even for rock stars uncomfortable with rock stardom. Here's a listen to one worth throwing 99 cents at, My Body is a Cage.
My body is a cage that keeps me from dancing with the one I love, but my mind holds a key. My body is a cage that keeps me from dancing with the one I love, but my mind holds a key. I'm standing on the stage.
That's the Arcade Fire. Also new this week is the solo debut from Albert Hammond Jr. In the new Esquire, featuring our ESCY Awards for Musical Achievement, we award Hammond Jr. an ESCY for Best Solo Debut. Until recently, the easiest shorthand for describing him has been as the sharp-dressed guitarist for the Strokes. But his first solo record, Yours to Keep, suggests some redefinition is in order. He's got a voice so perfectly suited for knocking out jangly pop songs that it makes us wonder why he's even holding a guitar in the first place. Better still, when you cut through the fuzzy rattle of the album's best songs, there's no Strokesian irony underneath. This is a winning record, top to bottom, a record that does what solo albums should. It makes you rethink everything they've done with their band. Here's a listen to a tune from the album, Everybody Gets a Star.
Everyone gets a star.
That's Albert Hammond Jr. from his solo debut, Yours to Keep. There's been a lot of great press collecting for our next artist, Last Town Chorus. And while we rarely quote from other magazines here, these two are worth repeating. Spin said frontwoman Megan Hickey sounds like a corn-fed Cocteau twin, while Canada's Chart Attack describes the new record, Wire Waltz, as Black Sabbath meets Gillian Welsh. The second quote's a little ridiculous. Nothing here rocks remotely like Black Sabbath. But even so, the rarity factor of a lap steel playing gal with a gorgeous voice and serious guitar skills is worth a little hyperbole. And while there's some dark and brooding tunes here worth hearing, the must hear is a cover, Hickey's graceful rendering of David Bowie's Modern Love. The pedal steel lesson alone is worth your 99 cents.
There's no sign of life. It's just the power to charm. I'm lying in the wind, but I never wave bye-bye. But I try, I try.
That's the Last Town Chorus. Finally, the Stooges. Let me read right out of the new Esquire for you, where we induct them into our ESCY Hall of Fame. On stage in the 70s, Iggy Pop sliced himself up with glass shards not because he loathed himself, but because he loved an audience. The Stooges were everything a rock band should be, loud but tuneful, influential but critically reviled, depraved but never indifferent. They made primitive records built to last, put on Funhouse or Raw Power Today, and think about the flimsiness of so much of today's music. And now, 34 years after their last, we get a new record, The Weirdness. Better yet, we get a tour offering a new generation a chance to meet the greatest high-flying stage-diving freak there's ever been. With the Stooges' induction, our hallowed Hall of Fame now reeks of blood and peanut butter. God bless Iggy Pop. And God bless him indeed. The Weirdness is an odd record. It sounds big and stupid right off the bat and never lets up. Yet oddly, each time you replay it, it becomes infinitely more irresistible. It's a record not to measure against the Stooges' old records, but to measure against what passes for punk rock today. This is the real deal, and here's a sample. Free and Freaky, it's the Stooges.
Free and freaky in the USA.
That's the Stooges, and that does it for another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations, including new music from Willie Mason, The Tragically Hip, and Aqualung. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstand now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.